The World Cup kicks off on Sunday in Qatar. It's an unusual time of year for this. Normally, it's in the summer. Soccer, or football as it's more generally called, is the world's biggest sport. Billions are going to tune in. But this year, controversies are surrounding Qatar, the host country. Let's talk about this with Washington Post columnist Ishan Tharoor. Ishan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Let me first ask you about the awarding of the World Cup to Qatar in the first place. It goes back to 2010. There has been talk of boycotts, protests, investigations into potential fraud. How'd they get the World Cup in the first place?
Well, this is a source of tremendous scrutiny, acrimony, and tension. In 2010, as you said, both Qatar and Russia were rather controversially won bids for their World Cups, Russia in 2018, Qatar in 2022. Almost immediately thereafter, the implication, especially around Qatar, was that something clearly fraudulent or corrupt must have happened. How could a country with no soccer history, no soccer infrastructure, in the desert, with soaring temperatures in the summer, be able to host this tournament? And we've seen over the last 12 years a lot of hand-wringing about this, but also a lot of change. The Qataris have invested an astonishing amount of money, some $220 billion at least, in building kind of from thin air the infrastructure for the World Cup. And they've also, per the scrutiny of many outside forces, enacted pretty significant labor reforms of the labor sector, which is obviously something we've been talking about a lot in, in the run-up to the World Cup.
And I do want to ask about the question of human rights. One is the migrant workers who, you know, come from other parts of the world. It's reported more than 6,000 migrant workers have died in Qatar since the country was awarded the Games. Qatar also has laws against same-sex relations. By shining a light on this, what realistically do advocates want to happen, want to change?
So those are two separate issues that are being handled in rather different ways. The question about labor rights is a huge one. It, of course, like other oil-rich or petro-resource-rich Gulf monarchies, there are many more foreign migrants working and living in Qatar than actual Qatari citizens. And this is also, I think, arithmetically true for the UAE as well nearby. And so when Qatar was awarded the World Cup, there was a lot of scrutiny about the nature of these labor systems. There was this, there's a longstanding practice called the kafala system, which is like a kind of de facto 21st century indentured servitude system. But the Qataris did reform, and they've abolished that system, and they've enacted some significant measures to improve those conditions. Activist groups and labor rights groups have said it's not enough. They've pointed, as you said, to this major debt toll, although that number is a bit misleading. It's not necessarily debts that occurred as workplace accidents or in the context of the World Cup either. It's just a more blanket figure. But yes, there's been a lot of scrutiny, and you'll see over the course of the tournament, people still talking about it, as much as soccer authorities want people to move on and just think about the games. On the question of LGBT rights, absolutely, Qatar is a rather conservative society. There is it's illegal to be openly gay in the country, and so activists there are saying, though, that you can come and strike a pose, you can wear rainbow armbands on your sleeves during the games, but that's not going to do very much for us after you all go away and after the tournament ends. So that's a slightly more complicated question.
Now, stepping back, soccer fans have for years seen petro economies kind of buying influence, right? Buying superstar clubs like Manchester City, PSG, Newcastle. Why is the World Cup such a focal point now? Some are suggesting there's hypocrisy here.
That is a very strong argument. You know, there's been a lot of scrutiny on Qatar, perhaps more than any other tournament, partially because it's such an unusual tournament. But you didn't get this level of criticism even before 2018 in Russia, which is, you know, a pretty controversial tournament in and of itself, given everything Russia was doing back then, whether it's the war in Syria or its campaigns in Ukraine and so on. So, yes, absolutely. Where do you draw the line here? The global game as it is wrapped up in all sorts of sordid details. FIFA itself went through, even though there was no chain of evidence linking Qatar to corruption with FIFA, many FIFA officials have been implicated in major fraud schemes. There's all sorts of skullduggery and sordid affairs going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Qataris say, why are you singling us out when the game has gone in this direction anyway?
Ishan Tharoor is columnist at The Washington Post. Ishan, thank you, and enjoy the World Cup if you're going to watch.
Thank you.